Welcome back and happy new year. This is a new episode of the new year. Wow. I have to say that I am humbly thankful and in gratitude when I hear just my own circle of network say they enjoy listening to my podcast. Because that just is like, great. Like, I'm actually saying something maybe of substance. And that makes me happy. Or of entertainment, right? Of lesson or inspiration. So in this new episode, wow, there is so much to catch up on. I'm sure many of you are wondering, like, are you still living in the Netherlands? What's happening? Are you moving? Are you coming back to the U.S.? A lot of you probably want updates on my dating life and work life, career life, just me overall. And so that is the purpose of this podcast. Once again, it is for me to truly just share what I think can be helpful in my own healing and work of growth and reflection, while also sharing this experience that is nothing short of a blessing. And I think as a Black woman navigating the world globally within education and with culture and society, there's things to share, to highlight, to vulnerable in, and in hopes that you guys take something away from that. So with further ado, let's get into it. So this is officially the Dating in the Netherlands part 2, as well as an update. So I want to talk about, first of all, the beauty of dating and getting to learn the things I've enjoyed and want in a man. I was told that dating is truly data collection, right? You are collecting data about the things that you like in a man, that you're interested in, that you desire in a partner. You're just wanting to see who do you want as your purpose mate in life, right? Some of us have found them. Some of us have experienced them. Some of us have not committed to them. Some of us are looking for them in whichever area zone you're in. And I do think that there is beauty to learning about what you like, but also who you are and reflection and mirror by someone that can help you to grow or break habits and cycles that are not beneficial to you. I once was told by a mentor that I love that you do not find yourself in a man. It's God who defines who you are, your foundation. And I thought that was really powerful because I've never thought of it that way. But I think I would have to rebuttal that just a little by saying that I do think a man can't tell me who I am, for sure. I also think that there are parts of me that I do get to learn about because it's been revealed through someone else's verbalizing it or actions or being it mirrored to me. And I'm like, I recognize this behavior somewhere. Do I have that similar trait? And so that's been my experience as far as dating here within the Netherlands or dating globally across seas in Asia or US, because your girl, let's just say the men are around. And when I say around, like globally, you know, and doing, some are doing good things for themselves globally. And because I am an expat, I am open to the idea of meeting a partner globally, but being intentional about what it is that I'm looking for a long-term goal in dating. But I also have to check myself there and say that I don't think I've been as intentional as I would have hoped or liked or I envisioned for myself than what my actions were actually showing in my dating experience, which has been revealed to me in the closing of the year 2022. And so there are new shifts for me. There are lessons that I learned. There are grateful memories that I now cherish. I am even more hyped to find the man that I believe I want based on my experience of dating. I'm like, ooh, yes. Like, ooh, I like that he's so intellectual. And let's just get into it, right? Okay. So what have I learned about settling, this word settling, along my journey, and truly just things that I've learned about myself through my dating experience of these men, as well as data collection of what I like. So I'm gonna repeat that in three bullet points, right? I wanna just talk about what it looks like to date while also keeping in mind this word settling. I wanna talk about things that I've learned in hearing from men that have shared things with me that I am like, yes, that affirms and I know that about myself, but to hear it is beautiful. And the data collection in which I learned from dating these men that I recognize I need to break cycles and habits in. And so let's talk about in dating, like you're going to come across many individuals that you're not going to know. Right. And a lot of people feel like you don't want to settle for just anything or someone who's not going to treat you right, for someone who's not going to be equal to you, whatever it may be. And I agree with all of that. And I believe know your worth, sweetie. Add some coins to it. Deposit something, you know, just invest. Okay. But I just feel like that word has gotten so misused. I don't find it settling that I have dated men that I recognize are not aligned to me financially. You're not responsible with what you may have, or you just simply may not have it, but I feel like I'm dating a broke man or a cheap man, right? And sometimes we get into these habits of dealing with someone who maybe inappropriate miscommunication, or not even inappropriate, but just more so the communication part is just lacking as well, right? Like they're just not consistent with how you would like a person to communicate with you, whether it be friend, platonic, intimate. And so you're like, but you know what? Let me give them the benefit of the doubt, right? And what I'm trying to say is while we're dealing with some of these habits, whatever it be for you, that we don't like or patterns that we don't like in people and traits, you have to give it time to also recognize, am I settling or am I doing too much as well? Again, know your worth. But I think there's so much beauty in what I've been experiencing as an expat in dating people is that you are really going to learn a lot about maybe what is the patience that I need. Maybe let me find out further about this and have conversations with this person and say, hey, I recognize these traits. Can we talk about that? Because there's growth in that. Sometimes we get so focused on, I'm not dealing with this. Nope, girl, no, I'm over it. I'm not blah, 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 blah. But then there are some of us who truly do settle. And settling to me is that you've stopped the search of anything better, even though you have an inkling deep down that you deserve better, but you're staying with what you have because you're too fearful to see if better is truly out there. Or you're too nervous to believe that better is out there. And so I have to give myself grace when I've experienced men that, one, it didn't work out with, but I never settled. Even though to some, I may have dealt with them a little longer than I should have. I think that is called a journey. Like, you know, there are some of us who are married young, immediately found their person, haven't settled, like they are not doing this dating life. But there are some of us who are out here in our journeys that are still sorting it out. But the sooner you learn, the sooner you can become intentional, and you will have, I think, alignment with who has the same values and morals and goals as you. So that's just my viewpoint on dating around the settling part and what I've learned about myself in dating. So let's just say I've dated quite some interesting culturally background men, from South African to African American to Ghanaian to Zimbabwe. Am I missing anyone? Oh yes, Grenadian. Not am I missing anybody, Lord. What was he? Lord, I can't even remember what this boy was, but and this boy being a very close friend, a college friend of mine. But what I've learned, here's my data collection that I've gathered from these men. The patterns in which these men and my interactions with them, whether it be for a couple months, 2 years, I'm very intentional about the men that I like. And one thing that I have discovered that is like really it for me is a man with intellectual property and intelligence. Like when someone is able to read the room, meaning me, like when you're able to tell me about myself in a way that deep down I know about myself, but it's something that I may not want to admit. It's something that I haven't wanted to admit with myself. It's something that I may have heard from people who are near and dear to me that really check me about myself that I may not like, and or someone who can just understand me and who makes me feel seen as well, whether it's a flaw or a beautiful trait. And then they're boldly, confidently in my face saying, I could tell you like control. I could tell, you know, why don't you shift your perspective and look at it this way? Like when you can challenge my intellectuality, or you can boldly state what it is that you're feeling and being honest and being supportive and helpful at the same time and checking me. Oh, we got the rocket. Okay. that's it. And I've always known that I wanted a smart man, like, and not just like, oh, Serge is smart, but just like who can hold a conversation, but also challenge me. Like we just, it becomes a great conversation. And while in that conversation, I am so attracted to your language, your understanding of me, that no one's really said out loud to me in my face. And that's something that I'm like, wow, that's beautiful. Things that have been shared about me that I've heard across some of the men I'm dating, and it's helping me to affirm me. And like, I knew that about myself, but damn, to hear it from another man is amazing, which is the confidence, right? They're like, you know what you want. And sometimes I question, do I really know what I want? Like, yes, I know what I want, but in men, do I know what I want? And so for men that I've been dating or have dated to say, you know what you want, at first it was like, okay, like, yes, know what you want, Serenity. And then it became recently, you know what you want, but yet, are you really being intentional about that, Serenity? You know you want a partnership, but yet you're entertaining some men who are saying, at this moment, I'm not ready to settle. down. At this moment, I'm not looking for anything. At this moment, I'm just, you know, looking to date. And my language for a while has been, I want to date, I'm looking to date, which is true. But deep down, I also do want a intentional partner, right? And I'm so patient with it, but also at the same time want it. And as I've been dating, it's just been a beautiful journey to have these conversations with men. Like to have the conversation of travel, of life, of observation, of getting to know someone in the way that people have. Like this one Ghanaian guy, we're gonna name him Chris, okay? Brown. I'm just gonna say Chris, but we're gonna name him Chris. For me, what attracted me to him was his intelligence, his awareness, his swag, his intellect, the way of conversation, and his confidence. I recognize that I need and want a confident man because I am a stronghold, and that's just what I attract. Like, again, going back to when a guy could tell me about me while also giving me a different perspective and growth to it, it's like, fine or not, you just became fine. Like, that is something for me, as well as just tenderness, treatment, like honesty. That is something that I have feel like I've been blessed to experience with some men, is honesty. Honesty in a sense of, this is what I'm looking for. Like, at this moment, I cannot commit to you because I'm not in a space where I can truly show up in a relationship. What? Beautiful. Or, you know, whether it's them sharing the honesty of, I admire your drive and your ambition. I see that you are sensitive and emotional and you need love. Like, all of that is like, yeah, okay, let me put that in the journal on the list of things that I want. And so that's just been a few of my data collections that I can just share right now that I've been appreciating on this journey, you know? So, also wait to add to that some other things that I've learned about myself that I'm being too goody right now. I need to add that, yes, along with the confidence, I've been called feisty and intimidating. And that is a problem, and some men have used language. Again, this is the beauty about dating, is that I'm seeing the difference of like, oh, how a man communicates with me in this way may not be that way. When I dated the South African, and we're going to name him Andy. Okay, so Chris the Ghanaian, intellectual swag, just beautiful. Whew. And then Andy, South African, an engineer, just successful, doing well, and so kind. My conversations with him was so relaxed, and my experience with him was so relaxed, and his treatment of just like, I got you. Like, that's one thing I've also really truly appreciate with some of these men, is that it's not like, oh, it's expected of me to do this for you, but it's like, I want to do this for you. And literally, I hear the words, I got you, so much that like, it feels like heaven here. I got you. Ooh, thank you. But back to that. So Andy, I remember him sharing with me over dinner when we were just talking about like first impressions or just what do we get from each other. And he's definitely going to be listening to this podcast because he, I'm sure, has been waiting to hear this story. One thing that he shared, shout out to Andy, hey. That's not his real name, but yeah. One thing he shared with me is that kind of, I don't know how I feel about it to this day, is that I could tell that you don't need a man, but you know how to take care of a man. And I was like, oh, tell more about that. And when we were just talking and sharing, it was just so reaffirming for me and the woman that I am becoming. That is something that I'm also like just taking away from these experiences, is that Serenity, you know who you are. You're learning who you are. You're loving who you are. You're on a journey. You're experiencing people, different friendships, different people, different guys. And it's just beautiful to see so much of what I'm like, Serenity, you need to work on that. That is something that you actually need to break as a cycle, or keep that about you, girl. Like, you've been hearing this about you, that you are confident, that you are bold, that you know what you want. Like, these are, yes, that is me. And so that has just been so invaluable in my data collection of dating that I wanted to share. So, and as we continue on this conversation, right, we are now in a new year. And so the question that, you know, I have for myself and that many have is, what's your current dating status? And I am currently talking to God. I am single. And I mean that in the most, you know, just humblest way, that right now I literally am not talking to anyone. That's what it means. Like, there's not a guy that I'm texting like, hey boo, how's your day? How you feeling? Do you need anything? How can I support you today? How can I show up for you in this week? None of that. Mm-mm. I got my mother, friends and family. Hey, you know, check in. And that has been beautiful, but so insane to how I got here, right? And it really feels like a reset at the start of a year. And not just like one of those reset, but it really has been doors closed on certain relationships that I've had with men ranging from 6 to 10 years, for a few months while I've been living here. And that has been really telling to me, in the sense of, Serenity, you're now at a point in your life where thankfully you've had the experience to date, to travel, to explore, to really get to know other cultures, backgrounds, identities, and getting to know about yourself in these different spaces, to how you're going to react and act to people of different cultures and ways of communication, loving. And this is, you know, freedom in this year. And so this topic is this quote that I've seen for my horoscope. And it says, there is freedom in letting go. There is freedom in letting go. And I really was just like, that is so true. Because up until December 31st, 2022, I closed the chapter to the last guy that was in my life. And that was crazy. So I just want to kind of break down some of the relationships that I've had to let go and be honest with that, because there are other women and people who can, and men who can relate to having long relationships, whether it be platonic or intimate, on and off for however long. Saying goodbye to someone is just, it's in a way where it's all happened simultaneously with one after another. Yeah, it's a lot. So while having months of dating some great quality men and some who need a little bit more, you know, lint rolling off of them to add some quality, I've also had to say goodbye to some relationships. And one of them was a really close friend of mine. We've been friends for, let's just say, over 10 years. And we've always been platonically friends. And we're going to name him Bryson, okay? So y'all done heard about Chris, Andy. Now this is Bryson. Bryson is a friend of 10 years, okay? And we've always been platonically friends, right? And everyone around us in our friend group for years throughout college and everything swore we were going to be together. And I just never saw it for ourselves in that moment because there was just a lot going on. He was doing his thing and I was in a relationship. But it wasn't until I moved abroad that Bryson shared with me, you know, to each other, we shared each other our true feelings because I just always felt it. Like, I always felt Bryson liked me. And, you know, we shared and we were like, wow, you know, could this be something? Could we actually think about becoming husband and wife because we've known each other for 10 plus years? We're best of friends. And I actually had to recently close that chapter because there are just some things that I can't accept, right? That I'm learning in my dating of like, but this isn't okay. If I could have been your friend for this long, but you show up in this capacity, but a man who I've been dating with and this way has shown me something that I've never experienced has now got me thinking, wait, here's your data collection. We don't deal with this because you've actually experienced this and this is great. It may not have been from the man that I actually think I want to settle down with, but to have that experience and adding to my data collection is like, yes, noted, this is what I want in a man. And so I had to close that friendship in the sense of, you know, he wasn't ready to settle down. But he also was just not a good communicator. So that's one. I'm trying to just figure out comfortably how to talk about these right now while also not giving so much because I also want to protect just how much I share for me. But while also having a teachable moment that people can learn from. So this next person, we're going to name him, okay? We're going to name him Game. Over here trying to find names. We're going to name him Game, okay? Game. Because he's a game, all right? So I'm over here living in the Netherlands. And before I go into the game, Bryson was living in the USA. So Serenity is cross-Atlantic, okay? We're dealing with Dutch Ghanaian, we're dealing with South African, we're dealing with American, and now we're dealing with Game, who's also an American man. And I've known Game since my graduate studies of doing my master's, of entering my first years of teaching. We've known each other for about 6 years. And in our dating experience, I can take ownership and say I've messed it up from the beginning when I had in front of me what I believed to be a man who wanted to commit. And I was not ready to commit because I was in my own mix of a mess, right? And however, I enjoyed my time with Game until it didn't seem like when I was potentially ready to see if we can actually have that relationship he once spoke about, it seemed as if he was interested in being single and on his single journey. And so I accepted because I thought he was being honest. And we just would date as I was in grad school, and then I moved to Atlanta, Georgia, and then I've been in the Netherlands for the past 3 years, right? So whenever I sometimes travel back home, which hasn't been often, I have gone on dates to hang out with Game. He has visited me and Amsterdam, the Game. And it was just nice, right? There wasn't an attachment for me at this point. I'm now an expat abroad. Life has moved on. You are continuously saying that you are happy being single. I appreciate the honesty. I'm in a place of dating, but I do know that I want a man. But okay, I'm dating, right? Getting to know that, Serenity, if you want a man, then you have to be intentional about the man that you date. And Game was just not ready to date until December 31st, 2022. So New Year's Eve, y'all. Just a few weeks ago, I got some missed calls and missed messages through Instagram, a DM. I've never really gotten that. Who's calling me? And I don't even know the request. And it was a woman that was just stating that she saw my text in Game's phone, and she's seen my name before years ago, and she wanted to know what was the relation between me and the Game. And I was just so like, mind you, I'm on holiday. I am at my friend's house waking up from the club. Like, I'm an expat. I'm about to go back to the Netherlands in a few days. I'm living my best life in this moment. And I'm like, okay, hey, yeah, I've known, you know, Game for about 6 years now. And y'all, come to find out, in our grown adult conversation, he has been in a relationship with this woman, and they have a whole family on the way. Talk about, along with ending cycles, habits, and relationships, God said, and on December 31st, 2022, Serenity, as you are about to embark on an even greater growth in your career, potentially move to a new country, I have to cut all ties and reveal some things to you so that you can then sit and reflect on what cycles, signs, and traits do I need to break and recognize, because this is a damn shame. What? I mean, I can't blame me for having lived abroad and been living my life. I don't know what's going back on in the U.S. You ain't my man. You're single. I'm single. I ain't keeping tabs. But my guy, the Game, since I've been living in the U.S. to now abroad, you've been in that whole entire committed relationship. Not only has she noticed my name in prior years, she's always assumed what was going on between us, and I don't know who she is. This is my podcast, y'all. This is me. The New York is coming out, but this is me also healing and releasing. And so that was a chapter that is now officially closed, but that I also laughed at in the moment and was just so shocked, because that told me, Serenity, the cycle has truly been revealed as to what you need to do going forward in your dating. And that is to stop dealing with men who yet are honest about what they want. They don't want to commit, potentially. They're not ready to settle down. That's fine by all means, but it's now time to be honest with myself. Yes, you're single and dating, but you're dating with a purpose. You're dating with intention. And while I've always wanted that in the men I've dated, I have to be understanding to the language that is being spoken and the honesty that is being spoken in and say, I know he's fine. I know he, yes. But he is not committed to a relationship right now. He's not looking to settle down. So you have to move past him. We have to move past. And I can appreciate and just, again, the honesty that some men have and some men who haven't liked the game, because it has shown me exactly now the data collection that I have, what I want and what I cannot and should not and will not put up with. And so I know what men have shared with me. I knew about myself, but it has helped me to really be confident now in myself and in my decisions about being intentional. And now I want to talk about what my vision for my dating life for 2023 is. And that is to be intentional. There is no more entertainment of when asked, what are you looking for? At this moment, I'm not looking for anything. Or at this moment, I'm looking for community. At this moment, you know, I'm not ready to settle down. Thank you for your honesty. And I'm going to have to move on. Because at the end of the day, I have to be honest about what I want, even if I'm scared of what I want. And so I'm looking forward to, at this point, stepping out and dating outside of my race. I feel like that's something that I've also learned and taken on, is that there's so much to dating and to experiencing rather than just sticking to what you know. And so I'm looking forward to dating outside my race and also at the same time being okay with my singleness. Being in a season where the focus is just on me and on my career, because I also just think that there's something for me to take away with being an expat, trying to, or I actually am expanding myself in the education field internationally, that's something to take note on. So my final advice that I'm going to leave with me is serenity. Don't lower your standards. Keep knowing your worth. Take your time. No rush in finding Mr. Right. Let go of control. Who's into me, who likes me, it doesn't matter. As long as I like me and love me. And the right man will truly show me what I deserve and need. Thank you guys for listening. Tune into the next episode. Peace.